Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
After 30 years, the question still lingers, who killed Tupac Shakur? Imagine holding onto a secret this big for over a decade. Back in 2009, Duane Keefe D. Davis sat down with police and claimed that Sean Diddy Combs had allegedly put a bounty on Tupac Shakur and Suge Knight. Fast forward to today, and these allegations are only now being taken seriously in court. The layers of psychology here are staggering, from the alleged motive behind Diddy's actions to the long-delayed reckoning with this confession from Keefe D. What drives someone to confess to something so incriminating? A need for absolution, ego, or just really bad judgment? And what toll does carrying a secret like that take on the human psyche all these years later? Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is a new piece to this puzzle in the saga of Tupac. The piece being, oh my goodness, back in 2009, Keefe told this story to investigators. It was never looked into back then. It was just out there. So it wasn't as if now, with these allegations flying at him of murder, that he suddenly came up and said, Diddy told me to do this all this time ago. Because that's not what happened. This has been sitting there, and now it's out in the ether. What does that tell you about the legitimacy or not of these allegations and his name being mentioned so many times in this new piece of evidence that was a police document now being submitted as discovery in this case?
It sure fits in with this picture of Sean Combs that, you know, has been building over the past few months here with all the horrendous stories and the documentaries out and everything that we're learning, all the different allegations. As far as the secret, you know, we don't really know how many other people he's told, speaking of Keefe D, mm-hmm. You know. It's another strange piece in this saga of, you know, the sex-crazed hip-hop cult, basically. It's just another kind of mind-boggling thing. But I suppose the most surprising thing to me is that nothing was ever revealed about this before.
And that's a real interesting aspect of this case. A lot of times, cases of this high profile magnitude, they get investigated. This case kind of went cold really quick. A lot of people saying, well, nobody's talking, nobody's saying anything. This is 2009. So a little bit more than 10 years after it took place, you have someone who was in the car making these claims, even flat out saying he was in the car, which is now why he has charges against him for murder. But the fact that he is now introducing this into evidence, it kind of takes away any question that he was involved or did this, Keefe D, but it also puts into motion, was someone else involved in this? And this goes beyond anything that that Diddy had been accused of or has been accused of recently in terms of the sex trafficking. This is a whole other case. Yeah. That really, if true, shows the lengths as to what he would do to maintain his money, his power, his control, and that would be eliminating enemies. The quote that is being said now, that is being unearthed in the documents from all those years ago, is something to the effect of Diddy allegedly saying that he would pay millions for one of their heads, being Tupac or Suge Knight. Can that be argued on the part of Diddy that it was just, you know, anger? Just, I'm saying this out loud. People say crazy things sometimes, like I'd kill them or this would be bad. And then someone went and carried it out. Or would we need a little bit more evidence here to show that there was some involvement here? There was some arranging rather than just somebody spouting off like that almost 30 years ago.
Well, I'm sure to pursue anything legally, they're going to need a lot of evidence other than just the spouting off. But the spouting off is important to pay attention to, because this is definitely fits the pattern of somebody who's psychopathic, narcissistic, and sadistic, which, you know, if all the things we've learned about him are true, and as we've said, much of it seems indisputable at this point, this is the kind of thing that I would expect a person like that to engage in.
How, when you're looking at this case, passage of time, we're talking 30 years, we're talking trying to get some admission or something out of Keefe D that can maybe put to rest someone who was involved directly with the murders. But, I mean, can that influence your thoughts or their thoughts on who might have also been involved? Could, you know, lighter things look much bigger now in a different light, as we were talking of maybe Sean Diddy Combs, you know, comments were taken out of context, or if they were even given at all, because it's just allegations as of right now. And how much should they be putting the weight on these allegations, given that they were given all those years ago, but before any charges were made against Keefe D?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when it's something involving murder and something of this importance, it needs to be evaluated and looked at really carefully, because even 30 years later, I think if any of us were involved in a murder, that would be pretty indelibly etched in our mind, you know, through the rest of our lives. So 30 years in that vantage point is not going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack in this case in terms of who did what and for what reason, and what roles did their mental states play in all of this. A lot of this about ego, a lot of this about power and control. Someone who seemingly was bragging about the murder to reporters, even to law enforcement all these years later, and now finally being charged. Could this be a move of just, you know, let me get some more attention here, let me add this into the mix? I mean, granted, we do have documentation, but someone like Keefe D, who seemed to be proud of this, now, you know, going to face life behind bars for it. That's an interesting place to go. I mean, what would be going through someone's mind, I guess? Did he think he was untouchable for a long period of time? Did he be willingly, openly saying his involvement in this case for all these years, and now finally the other shoe is dropping on him?
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly doesn't seem that intelligent, but I think most of the time, when you get people with criminal kinds of thinking, they're not necessarily very intelligent. And there is this bragging kind of persona that goes along with it. Look how bad I am. And so sometimes you get a lot of that going on, and people are bragging about things that, you know, they probably should stay quiet about.
One would think, but that's not the case here.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.